Today, I'm talking to Maria Slough, your co-chair of the charity Saving Strays. You're from Cobham. Welcome to Radio Jackie, Maria. You have an initiative called Pedal for Paws, which is part of the Saving Strays charity. Tell me about the charity itself and how it's first set up and how you became co-chair.
Absolutely. Yes, we're a UK registered charity and we've been registered since 2020. I co-chair the charity with the wonderful actor and animal advocate Peter Egan. We have a great time doing it. And we actually came across this group of like-minded souls who were operating on Facebook back in 2017 when Peter and I travelled to Sarajevo. We were working with a local vet, actually, a guy called Roger Brailo, and the three of us had come up with an idea for a documentary show. And Peter said, "Well, let's get a crew together and let's pop out there and let's pick up some talking head pieces for me when we're out there," because he had rescued this dog from this lady out there. And a very long story short, we were so sort of flabbergasted at what we saw. We've all seen stray dogs and cats when we're on holiday, but we didn't actually understand the impact that the war had had in Bosnia all those years ago. And we went and did some covert filming in the public shelters, which are known as killing stations. And we just decided there and then that we were going to do something about it. So we made our film. It was a different type of film. And we joined this group and we slowly sort of started putting regulations in place, and we got our charity status in 2020, and we've been sort of going from strength to strength since then, really.
You say these are death row dogs. You are literally saving their lives, aren't you?
Yes, they are. They've all got sort of days above their heads. So this is not uncommon around the world, actually. I will say about Bosnia is that it's got so much better since we started in 2017. It's very different. They're trying to join the EU, and so their facilities are being cleaned up. But of course, across Europe, this is a massive problem. I mean, it isn't just in Bosnia, it's a problem worldwide. And the dogs that we have firsthand experience of have been there for a very, very long time. My first ever Bosnian rescue, a dog called Ozzy, he had been in this particular place that's been shut down now for 18 months. And when he was pulled out by this lady, he was at death's door. He had no fur, he had no weight on him. He was being eaten alive through his bones, through bugs, and he was shut down. He was totally emotionally shut down. I decided to take him on, and it took 2 years to get a harness on him. And he was a big inspiration for me to get really involved with Peter and just do whatever we could for these beautiful sentient beings, really.
So Peter is one of your patrons. You also have the legendary keyboard player Rick Wakeman, and you have a
We do.
special member of the fundraising team called Freedom, who's with you just now. Tell me about Freedom's story briefly.
So Freedom, we met in 2023, and we were with the lovely Ian Waite from Strictly Come Dancing and Dancing with the Stars, who's also a patron of ours. And we were taking him out to sort of introduce our work to him. And we went to visit this particular place. Again, it has, with our help, been shut down now. And we walked up with a couple of our volunteers. Some of them stayed in the car because they were a bit worried about what they might see. And there was this sort of huge amount of dogs needing help. There were some that could barely stand. There was a dog that was actually later rescued by us. We named her Grady after Paul O'Grady. And she literally couldn't hold the weight of her own bones up. She was just in such a bad way. And then this, what was actually sort of very sort of black and dirty, matted dog came to the boundary fence, and I sort of crouched down. And we always tell our visitors, be careful. We don't know what these dogs have suffered. Don't put your fingers through, don't put your face right through. And this beautiful dog just, she was covered in this terrible skin disease. Her nose was peeling, but she actually put her paw through the bars, and she was trying to say hello. So I completely disobeyed all my own rules and shook hands with her and just had some comfort with her. And I vowed there and then I was going to get her out. And at the time, we didn't have any funds. We were really low on funds for that kind of, we were just having to concentrate on core funds, and we didn't have any space. And we just, all of us went back. We were so touched by all of these dogs. We went back to the volunteer house, we sat down, we were all greatly moved, and we wrote a Facebook appeal. And we just said, let's see what happens. And within 30 minutes, £500 had come in. And within 1 hour, we'd had a call from an amazing supporter saying, "How many can you get?" And we said, "Well, we think eight." And this lady said, "Get them out, we'll fund them." And so we started the negotiations. It took a year to get them all out, but we got the first four within 2 weeks, and Freedom was one of them. And I named her Freedom at the point of we take our dogs to the vet, they're all checked. They go into quarantine, we do all the necessary things. And I had a feeling that this dog was going to be a real ambassador for not just the charity, but for stray dogs all around the world. She's got an extraordinary personality. And I named her Freedom because I thought she was going to literally just tell the world what freedom is really about and how many, many dogs still need and still searching for that freedom. So she got her name and came to the UK.
It's a lovely story. So today we are going to talk about Pedal for Paws. It's a big initiative you
Yes.
have to raise funds. You're doing a virtual cycle ride to Sarajevo. Anyone from the world can take part, and you're looking to cover just over 4,000 kilometres. It started on the 30th of May, and you're finishing up on the 29th of June. So it's equivalent distance from the British Embassy in Sarajevo to the British Embassy in London. Is that correct?
And back again. Yes.
And back again.
And back again.
So, how can people get involved in this?
Yeah, it's a absolutely wonderful incentive. It's our second year this year. It's created by one of our volunteers, the Reverend Lynn Chitty, who is also she's on the board. She's a trustee, and she came up with the idea last year. And we have you can email Lynn. So you can email lynn@savingstrays.org.uk, and she sets you up with a registration pack, and that's LYNNE. And you register, and then you get yourself sponsored. You can donate yourself, or you can get yourself a sponsor. And actually, it's extraordinary this year because we've got all sorts of people doing all sorts of things from around the world because not everybody can cycle. And
No.
we are aware of that. So we've got people, we've got this wonderful lady called Delia who's in her 80s and she is walking every day with a very famous teddy bear that she walks with. We've got people mowing their lawn. We've got a young 3-year-old called Teddy. He's going up and down on his tricycle. We've got a lovely lady who completed, called Kaz, who completed a half marathon, and we've got an incredible group. So people are forming their own groups, which is actually led by the opera singer Annette Wardell. And they've got a fantastic group of people together, and they are raising funds. They're trying to raise 2,500. So anyone can get involved. You literally register with Lynn. You can upload your photos of how you're doing it, make a donation, and we're trying to raise £15,000.
Now, in Cobham, I think on the 22nd of June, so that's coming up very soon, you've got a big culinary event. Tell me about that.
So it's part of One Summer's Day, and that is run by One Cobham, and it's absolutely fantastic. It's a fantastic day where everybody comes together. So all of the local stores they open their doors. They have special events. There's a whole street of food, and we're right outside the Jew Smith, which is a wonderful plant-based restaurant in Cobham, and we're sort of between there and Bourne Estate Agents. We're going to be running a tombola for all the family. We've got some merchandise and we're going to have a static bike there. And so everybody's going to be invited to come along, make a donation of £5, do a kilometre, and then they'll go into a draw to win a bottle of champagne. And Freedom will be making an appearance as well. So we're part of that wonderful, wonderful sort of open day in Cobham. And then they might get it. If they can't afford £5, they can donate whatever they like. And then they're in with a chance to actually win a bottle of champagne and just help us with get those kilometres down and get to our target.
So this is actually adding to your kilometres to actually make your target. And tell me about the grand
Yes.
finale, which is a reception at the Bosnian Embassy.
Yes, we're very, very excited about this. So obviously, a big part of what we do at the charity is connect with the local community in Bosnia. We're very, very supportive of the people out there. They've gone through great change and great hardship, and we're working alongside communities. We've seen such great change out there already. And so we approached the Bosnian Embassy and said, "This is what we're doing. We're doing it virtually, but would it be possible if we actually closed off this fundraiser in the embassy?" And they threw the doors open to us and said, "We'd love it." So there's a very special, it's an invite-only event, which is going to be really a combination of some of our supporters, a lot of the people who've been cycling and walking, and we will be sharing everything that happens there on our social media and hopefully celebrating a successful fundraiser.
Thank you, Maria, for coming on. Finish off the interview with a one-liner to our listeners, why they should donate, how they can donate, and what they can do for your charity.
Amazing. Well, we always love a donation, and you can visit our website, which is www.savingstrays.org.uk. Please email Lynn to get involved with Pedal for Paws. Come along and see us on Sunday the 22nd in Cobham, 11 till 4. The whole of Cobham is going to be celebrating all sorts of things. And if you'd like to volunteer or adopt a dog, just drop us a line via the website.
Maria, thank you very much. And thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie this afternoon.
Thank you so much.